It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11. But plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember. Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Voters in Wisconsin and Minnesota vote today, along with residents in Connecticut and Vermont. In Wisconsin, Democrats will weigh whether to look beyond the arrest record of iron worker Randy Bryce, the guy they call the Iron Stash, in his bid to compete for the seat of retiring House Speaker Paul Ryan. Meanwhile, no fewer than 8 Democrats are vying for the chance to oust Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker. And in Minnesota, the Republican race for governor includes 2 candidates who bashed Donald Trump a couple of years ago, including former Governor Tim Pawlenty, who called Trump, in his words now, unhinged and unfit. From This Week in Agribusiness, combines will be rolling in the heat in North Dakota and Minnesota today as farmers work to bring in their spring wheat. The job is half done in Minnesota. About 2/3 of the spring wheat remains in the field yet in North Dakota. And if you've been thinking the corn crop sure has a more mature than normal appearance this year, you're right, 26% of the corn has already reached the dense stage. That's twice as much as we usually see by the second week of August. There's a new study out about older drivers. It says more than 8 out of 10 older drivers never consult a doctor or family member about their driving ability. The research comes from the AAA Foundation, and it's part of an ongoing 5-year, 3,000-person study in which AAA is trying to glean insights into the driving patterns and trends involving aging motorists. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommends developing a plan of action. They say there are some telltale signs you might need to have a chat with that older driver you love, including scratches and dents showing up on the vehicle and frequent confusion about the highway signs. There are more than 49 million Americans 65 or older, and almost 6,800 are killed in traffic crashes a year. Now, that's not quite 20% of all highway fatalities. The guy in Westerville, Ohio, he's not that old, likes to get his beer at the Kroger store. The problem is he doesn't like to pay for it. Police are looking for him. He stole 6 cases one day and was sober enough to find his way back in to steal 7 more another day. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.